Mahfal Ali have organized an integrated and dramatic delivery of the Maqtal and Ma'tam. We do hope it enhances your Muharram experience this year, and we are always open to suggestions and comments that help us on our collective journey towards fulfilling our duties towards Allah. If you have missed an episode, you can watch it on the Sikkim YouTube channel. Imam Hussein's followers will be wearing green bands and Yazid's followers red bands. The poem is written and performed by Tahir Adil, the Marshia by Sohail Valji, and the Ma'tam by Light of Guidance and Mustafa Tijani. Hur ibn Ziyad Riyahi's return from the army of Umar ibn Sa'd.
Bismillah. Salawat. This piece of poetry is chapter one, The Free. Hur, the translation for Hur in Arabic is the free, literally. So this poem starts like this. It goes, free as the breeze, treading gently through my shadowed past. Free as the tide, crashing gently over the shattered souls behind masks. Free as the air, blown on the wind that shrieks, being free never lasts. One more change of direction I feel. Maybe this time destiny will rightfully forecast. As the tide seeps slowly away, wounded between the surfaces of the sea, I lay outcast. Walking towards a land that is a stranger to my feet, seeing a different sky, hug a different breeze, a breeze strong yet forgivingly delicate. Feeling the earthly dust dance in the wind, wrestling the layers in front of my eyes. As images battle in my mind, my heart jewels with the sword in my hand, my soul fighting an urge I've never felt. An unusual thirst lingers in my mind, though my tongue is as tender as the sea. I see his face between the rubble, his face as solemn as the breeze behind me, his eyes tell a tale of something beyond bravery. I fear the calmness of his being, as if he has an army of thousands behind him, yet the reality is only 72 and he's not fleeing. I'm in an enchanted situation with him and his flawless design, waiting for and knowing of what my whispers decline. I breathed too long through impurity. My bravery was the only currency, and now it's playing its final cards. Lost between the shadows of my heart, wandering in the darkness of years gone by, oblivious to the hurt, the blood, the burning, roaring, searing pain that will become my destiny if I don't fly away on the wings of destined chance, fly away like the free man I've always been. I was blinded in a thousand ways, until these pupils dilated and blossomed to his presence. Thorns once adorning the silk of my mind, now peeling away with the rough and unkind. Suddenly I'm a positive from a negative sign. Now let death come and take me away, because this beauty will never ever wane. As these eyes seated on their divorced thrones tremble in his presence, a fear I've never ever known. As I lay here basking in the joy of his name, free as the breeze, treading gently through my shadowed past, free as the tide, crashing gently over the shadowed souls behind masks, free as the air blown on the wind that shrieks, being free never lasts. One more change of direction, but this time destiny will rightfully forecast, sending my soul and heart to drift here, high above the rest, a benediction between the swords, above the years that changed me into Hussein's love at last, and still free, still three, free, though we the dead are gone. Salawat.
At dawn, before the start of the battle, Hur approached Umar ibn Sa'd. Hur asked if Umar has resolved to fight Imam Hussein. Umar ibn Sa'd replied, "That would indeed be a war in which heads would roll and hands would be severed." As Hur heard the plea of the Imam for help and support, he trembled and walked away from the camp. Muhajir, an officer of Umar ibn Sa'd's army, called out to him,
"Hur, do you intend to attack Hussein? Why do you look so scared? By Allah, if they asked me who the bravest warrior in the whole of Kufa was, I would say it is you."
"Muhajir, I find myself caught between the gates of heaven and the very gates of hell itself. By Allah, I can only choose heaven. Even if I am taken and cut to pieces, and even if my body is burnt, I would choose heaven."
Hur raised his horse towards Imam Hussein and joined the small army of the Imam. When Hur reached the Imam, he tearfully pleaded for forgiveness.
"Ya Hussein, may my life be sacrificed for you. Ya Ibn Rasulullah, it is my doing that you are here. It is due to me that you are diverted from your destination. It is due to me that you are here in this wilderness. I cannot believe that these godless people actually intend on killing you. I come to you now ashamed, regretful, repentant, and I am begging for your forgiveness. Is there any way I can be forgiven, Ya Hussein?"
"May Allah accept your repentance and forgive you. You're Hur by name and Hur by nature. Today, you are a free man, free, just like your mother named you."
Then Hur came to the battlefield and stood facing the enemy and addressed them.
"O people of Kufa, you called Hussein here. You wrote to him. And yet now, instead of telling him to join you, you joined together and you tried to kill him. Why do you not let him leave this place? Why do you not let him drink from the waters of Euphrates? May Allah not quench your thirst on the day of reckoning for what you have done to the family of Hussein."
The enemy shot some arrows at Hur, but he returned to the Imam and awaited instructions from him. Hur went out and began to recite war poetry.
"My sword will strike at the enemies, just like the swords of the exemplary men who settled at Mina and Khayf. I will not die today until I have dealt the blows of death. I will not retreat. I will only move forward. With my sword, they will be vanquished. Today I have no fear. Today I will not flee."
Hur and Zuhair ibn Qayn fought fiercely in such a manner that when one of them was attacked by numerous opponents, the other went to his rescue. They continued with their strategy for some time until a foot soldier dealt Hur a fatal blow with his sword and killed him. Inna lillahi. وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. The final prayer of the Imam. At noon on Ashura, a companion of Imam Hussein mentioned that it was time for Dhuhr.
"May Allah raise you on the Day of Judgment amongst those who establish prayer. O Habib, go and ask the enemy to give us respite for a few minutes so we may pray.
Let us have a break for Salah."
You can pray as much as you want. You think your prayers will be accepted?
"Oh drunkard, you think your prayers will be accepted? And those of the member of the family of the Prophet will not? Shame on you."
The Imam with the group of his companions offered the noon prayers.
Allahu Akbar.
Zuhair ibn Qayn and Sa'id ibn Abdullah protected the Imam and his companions as they prayed, blocking the arrows aimed towards them. Sa'id was struck by a fatal arrow and fell to the ground.
Sa'id,
have I fulfilled my duty towards you?
Yes, you have. You would precede me to heaven.
Sa'id breathed his last. 13 arrows had struck him in defense of the Imam and his companions. The Martyrdom of Habib ibn Mudahir.
Chapter 3, The Loyal Habib ibn Mudahir. From deep within the pits of Kufa, few hearts still lean towards the light. My heart was one of few lanterns that sought Hussein that night, defending the honor of the Prophet is the home of my lofty heights. This flag in my heart pushes me forth, for I am the bearer of the non-Hashemites. Arriving to the light in a cloud of dust, the first sign of Karbala was his smile. My tears, like my horse, lost their feet, yet the distance between us still counted in miles. Lost in the spinning spires of his beauty, immediately the distance proved worthwhile. Here I was, a young soul in an aging man, at the forefront of my destined trial. The night is void of darkness despite the blanket sky. 72 surrounding one candle in the night. This night is void of darkness despite the blanket sky. 72 surrounding one candle in the night. I feel the prostrations of devoted hearts and see the angels whisper proud in flight. I hear the hummings of whispered prayers, plenty of wishes, but no wish is to survive. Here we are, all are 72 in the darkness, like bees surrounding one hive. Zainab's tears broke us and carved open the stones of our hearts. Water now flows in tandem streams, our past and future distant apart. The earth knows only our days, while heaven knows our eternity. Death is tasted only once, but for Hussein, we grant it without pity. Battles have sown my destiny just as days have built up my being. Swords have been blunted while sacrifice has sharpened the world that I am seeing. Each strike of the sword has knitted each fragment of my soul for today. Each fragment of my soul for today. Each scar is another signature to your father's name. Each scar is another signature of allegiance to your father's name. I am Habib, and age is nothing but a breeze swimming through this storm. No breeze can pluck, nor storms can pull this rooted love beyond nature's norms. I give you my days as if my soul is a youth. I spread them evenly between my aging years. I spill my years now on the surface of the land in honor of Zainab's tears. Salawat.
Following the noon in prayers, the battle continued. Habib ibn Mudahir, Imam Hussein's lifelong friend and companion, approached him.
Oh, my master, by Allah, I'd prefer to offer my prayers in heaven and send my salutations to your grandfather, the Prophet Muhammad, your father, Imam Ali, and your brother, Imam Hassan.
Habib ibn Mudahir made his way into battle. He went to challenge Hassan ibn Tamim, who drew near to attack the camp of Imam Hussein. Habib struck Hassan's horse, causing Hassan to fall to the ground.
I am Habib. My father is Mudahir, a horseman of a combat ignited. You have the numerical strength, but we have the faith and patience. We have sound and clear proof of our position. have clear and sound proof of our position. We are of superior moral character, and you are consumed by vice. I swear, if we had your numerical strength, or even half, you would flee from us. O evil people, in lineage and essence.
Habib went on to kill 62 enemy soldiers. The enemy surrounded Habib, and one of the soldiers struck Habib's head with his sword, while another thrust his spear into Habib's chest. Habib ibn Mudahar, unable to remain upright on his horse, fell to the ground. As Habib tried to stand, Hussein ibn Numair dealt a final fatal blow to Habib's head. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un.